Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, in our previous sessions, we have been discussing about the relationship, the domains of relationship. We discussed how we can detach a child from the digital world and develop his relationship with the environment. I would want you to give a brief of the previous sessions, and now then let's move on to the next topics.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Supreme Absolute Being. We have been discussing the worldview that we as the followers of the faith should have. In this world of materialism, where it's very difficult to detach ourselves from the worldly attractions and things which keep us
busy
on the earth. Basically, yeah. Yes?
The things that keep us busy all the time.
Busy all the time. Of course, we have to be busy all the time. But the important thing is, what is the intention? With what intention
with
are we?
With what you're going to be busy,
yes,
with.
What are we targeting? And what do we want to achieve? And this is very important. Because when we, as I may have mentioned, that when we talk about the pure intention or sincerity in purpose, or we talk about the niyyah, it's not something that you just make when you're doing an action, when you're carrying out something. It's something which has a very deeper background in your mind. There's a whole worldview behind it. There's a whole ideology behind it. So therefore, we as human beings, and especially as parents, should know that what is our purpose and goal in life? What do we want to achieve?
Yeah.
And as we all say, that we want to achieve proximity to Allah Almighty.
True.
And I have been trying to define and to explain what does that proximity mean.
Yeah.
And proximity, of course, as we know, that it's not possible to gain a physical proximity to Allah Almighty, because He's not a physical entity.
Yeah.
So in what are we becoming close to Him?
True.
You're close to someone when you're a relative, you say you're close to Him, or you live together, or you live close by, or some, and these are all physical things.
And now how you can get spiritually attached or close to someone, I'll ask you that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we're discussing about Islamic upbringing, different topics, and Professor was discussing how we can develop spiritual relationship. Yes.
So basically, I've been emphasizing on the fact that we need to develop a relationship with Allah Almighty, and that is at two levels. One is at the level at the higher level, which encloses it in it every aspect of our lives, and the special relationship which we have when we pray to Him, when we fast, when we go for Hajj.
Yeah.
And such rituals that we carry out on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis. These are special acts, spiritual acts that we carry out, where we get charged, where we get rejuvenated, recharged spiritually, to remain spiritual in all other spheres of life also.
Active, yeah.
Spiritually, and our attachment with Allah Almighty is re-entrenched during these spiritual experiences that we have. But that means that it should permeate, this spirituality should permeate all other aspects of our lives. And the four relationships which we are talking about, under the faith in Allah Almighty, under this umbrella, in this spiritual attachment which we have, come the four relationships. And one of them is the special relationship with Allah Almighty, but also the other relationships which we have, especially with other human beings.
Okay.
And the first and foremost relationship which begins for a human being is his attachment with his parents, or the parents with their children, their offsprings.
Yeah.
That's his primary relationship with other human beings, which starts in this world.
Okay.
And especially for this relationship, we have to get prepared for ourselves. Number one, we have to establish that general relationship with Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
And that special relationship with Allah Almighty. And then, according to that worldview that we have, that we talk about, saying that we need to become spiritually close to Him, we need to become competent to manage our relations.
All right.
And becoming competent requires knowledge and skills and attitude, the proper knowledge and the proper skills, and also the proper attitude.
Yeah.
And this skills, knowledge skill set varies from various relations to from one relationship to the other.
To other relationship, yeah.
Yes. I mean, when you want to pray to Allah Almighty, that requires a special set of knowledge and skills.
Yeah.
When you want to deal with human beings, that requires another knowledge.
Set of skills and knowledge.
You
yeah.
can't say, look, I pray very nicely. I have a very good voice. When I pray to Allah, it's with sincerity. It's a beautiful voice, the best possible way. Mm-hmm. But that does not dispense with the fact
that
we need to develop another set of knowledge and skills mm-hmm. to deal with our children.
All right.
So what is the knowledge skill set that we require for children? We as parents, we're going for it's a new challenge in our lives.
Yeah. You're trying to say that in order to develop these set of relationships, we first must have knowledge plus skills.
Exactly.
Knowledge and skills are must. Parents have to educate themselves towards these set of skills so that they can guide their children as well. I'll talk more on that with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "He who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood."
Ya Muqiyal Khayrat, يا مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Professor said that we need to have those set of skills and knowledge ourselves as parents, and then only we can induce that to our children. Yes, Professor.
Yes, so number one, as I was saying, that under the umbrella of the general relationship with Allah Almighty, we need to become competent in every relationship, especially the relationship with our children. And for that, we have to develop the proper mindset. The worldview that we have has to be very comprehensive. We have to understand that Allah Almighty, when He makes us become parents, when we come in, we're coming into that position, He is making us participate in the process of creation and creativity that He has for Himself. He is the supreme creator of everything. He has created the whole universe.
Yeah.
But then the universe has a certain system.
Yeah, set of rules.
Based on cause and effect.
True.
And everything doesn't happen out of the thin air. It happens according to a set of
rules
and laws.
Yeah.
And one of them is that the greatest creation of all, the human being himself, is himself a part of that creative process.
Yeah.
And so parents, by coming together, man and wife, are creating according to that system, according to that plan, according to that design.
Yeah.
They are becoming a part of that creation, that creative process. So that's a huge, big honor for them. That Allah Almighty is giving them this honor, the dignity, the position
to be parents.
And therefore, that's one thing that we have to understand. And when this human, the third human being, is coming into
their
existence,
lives, yeah.
The person who is coming into this world, even before he or she is delivered out into this world, in the womb of the mother also, it is a living creature.
Has its rights.
And has to be taken care of.
Yeah.
So as a trust that Allah Almighty is entrusting us with, as a ni'mah.
Yeah. So we said that, we gave a gist of all what we have said so far. There are relationships that need to be developed in a children that need to be developed in a child, and those relationships cannot be developed as such. For that, parents need to educate themselves with a set of skills, with a set of rules, and then only they can induce all those relationships, be that relationship with Allah, how to pray, how to act, how to go for fasting, be that relationship with their parents, be that relationship with other human beings, which we discussed in the previous sessions, or be that relationship with the environment, which is extremely necessary in these days because of the being attached to the digital world so much. Well, here once you said that now the parents have been honored with the parentship by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now they have duties. Now, how parents can act as educators, we'll discuss that in another session, inshallah. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio or our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned.